You're listening to Vatican Radio. A Holy See delegation has concluded a hearing at the United Nations on implementing the Convention on the Rights of the Child, describing it as an important and fruitful interactive dialogue on dealing with child protection. Maltese Bishop Charles Scicluna, who has long experience of dealing with abuse cases as the former promoter of justice at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, told Vatican Radio the Holy See shares the principles of the Convention and is committed to adequately addressing all issues and concerns regarding cases of abuse within the Catholic Church. Heading the Vatican delegation on Thursday was Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, permanent observer of the Holy See to the United Nations in Geneva. I spoke with Bishop Scicluna to find out more about the day's events in Geneva. The secular media, as I'm sure you've seen, have been talking about the Vatican being grilled over its record on sex abuse. How would you describe, first of all, the atmosphere at this hearing in Geneva?
It was, you know, grueling in the sense that it is a very long session. We started at 10 a.m. in the morning up to 1 p.m. and then from 3 p.m. up to 5:30 p.m. And it was very engaging. The rapporteur had important concerns to express, and we had a very important and fruitful interactive dialogue. So it was not an easy experience because you have to be, you know, attentive all the time. But I think that we share the principles of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and I think that we put out in a very clear, coherent way to the international community that the Holy See gets it, and that as a sovereign of the Vatican City-State, it's implementing the Convention, and that Holy See, central organ of the Catholic Church, it is promoting the values of the Convention, and that canon law, being the expression of the jurisdiction of the Holy See, is also constantly being revised, as was the case in 2010, so that procedures and substantive issues are addressed adequately.
Among the concerns being expressed, though, are still the accusations that the Vatican, the Holy See, has not released information about some of the abuse cases. How have you responded to that?
It was not within the remit of the committee to ask for individual cases. Even if they did ask for individual cases, there is one individual case which is within the remit of the Convention, and that is a case of a citizen, a diplomat who is a citizen of Vatican City State, and allegations concerning whom are under investigation. And that was something that was addressed openly by the head of the delegation, Archbishop Nunzio, Archbishop Tomasi. With the other cases, the constant response of the Holy See has been that these are dealt with on the local level, and they should actually be addressed on the local level.
Victims groups, survivors networks say this, however, is not responding to their needs for greater transparency at the highest level. How do you answer their allegations?
I think that there are two important elements of this, which are transparency and accountability. And I think that transparency and accountability has to start on the local level. Concerning procedures on the level of the Holy See, I think that the parties concerned to every single and individual procedure have every right to have access to all the information necessary for their defense or their exercise of rights under the system we operate on.
You've been following this issue within the Vatican for many years now. Do you feel that this hearing, it was a public hearing, wasn't it, broadcast live there in Geneva, do you feel this marks a turning point in any way?
It does bring great visibility to concerns and issues on the international level, but it also is and has been an occasion where the Holy See not only listens to concern, but publicly expresses its commitment towards the values of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, including the interest of the child as a paramount concern in any decision-making process.
Will you be producing any kind of further statements, any kind of follow-up from this meeting that we can expect?
That would be depend on the Secretary of State. This is a routine report that is actually part of the Convention. And so the Secretary of State follows the obligations undertaken by the Holy See in giving reports, receiving issues, responding to issues, and certainly we have undertaken as a delegation to communicate concerns to the authorities in the Holy See.